Desert God by Wilbur Smith. Read by Mike Grady. Artaun blinked his little eyes that were set deep in their rolls of fat, and then raised them from the bale board laid out between us. He turned his gaze on the two young princesses of the royal house of Tammuz, who were disporting themselves naked in the limpid water of the lagoon. "They are no longer children," he remarked casually, without a trace of lascivious interest in the subject. We sat facing each other under an open baratza, thatched with palm fronds, beside one of the lagoons in the backwaters of the great Nile River. I knew that his reference to the girls was an attempt to distract my attention from his next move of the balestones. Artaun does not enjoy losing, so he is not overly scrupulous about how he wins. Artaun has always been high on the list of my oldest and dearest friends. Like me, he is a eunuch, and was once a slave. During the period of his slavery, and long before he reached puberty, his master had singled him out for his exceptional intellect and his acute mental powers. He wished to nurture and concentrate those gifts, and prevent them from being diluted by the distractions of his libido. Artaun was an extremely valuable property, and so his master employed the most renowned physician in Egypt to perform the castration. His master is long dead, but Artaun has risen high above his slave status. He is now the chamberlain of the royal palace of Pharaoh at Thebes, but he is also a master of spies who administers a network of informers and clandestine agents across the civilized world. There is only one...